The North Coast saw record-breaking rain this weekend, with Friday marked as the fourth rainiest day in August history. However, temperatures in the hundreds are expected to return inland by midweek.
Hi, everybody. This is Zahaira Velez. I'm a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, Eureka. This past weekend, we had a storm that brought beneficial rainfall across the area. We got new records for last Friday, for August 24th, for Eureka and Crescent City Airport. So we got, for the Woodley Island, we got 1.19 inches. So this smashed the previous record of 0.2700 inches that was set in 1997. And for Crescent City Airport, we got a lot of rain, 2.05 inches. That, as I mentioned, that smashed the previous record of 1200 set in 1975. So, yeah, we got a lot of rain for August.
She explained that it was an unusual event, but not unheard of.
If we look back to the all-time old records, we have other days in August for previous years that was wetter than this one. But this last Friday, as I mentioned, was an unusual rainy day for August. And this one goes down as the fourth rainiest day in August for Eureka area and also for Crescent City. So it was a really good day for rainy and beneficial across the area.
This weekend's rain assisted firefighters in northeastern Humboldt, where the Boise fire has grown to nearly 13,000 acres. The rain helped to increase containment to over 40%. But drier and warmer weather is expected to return to the area. However, with the recent moisture, no significant fire movement is anticipated. This week, areas like Garberville, Covelo, and Hoopa could see temperatures nearing 100 degrees or higher.
Currently, we have a high pressure over the area, so we are having drier air and warming trend temperature through at least Thursday expected. For the interior area, we are expecting mid-90s up to 100s possible for the rest of this week. And also we are going to see even near the coast warming up with temperature possible in the 70s. Mainly for the tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday is possible. We are going to have also an increasing of the winds along the coast. It will be a little bit breezy by tomorrow afternoon, evening as well for the coastal areas. Later in the evening into Wednesday, offshore flow will increase, and this will yield clear skies along much of the coastal area late Tuesday and Wednesday, as I mentioned. So it will be warmer even along the coast for Wednesday, as I mentioned, with temperatures in the 70s for the coastal areas and 90s into 100 for the interior valleys.
Although temperatures will be perfect for enjoying the coast, a hazardous seas warning is in place until Wednesday.
Right. Yes, we're having right now small craft condition in the southern outer water. Winds will continue increasing toward Tuesday with the pressure gradient tightening. So, yeah, it will be a hazardous condition for small craft for Tuesday in the offshore waters. And by the late in the afternoon, evening, the strongest winds are expected across the outer waters. So this is expected to drive in some small craft wave or single wave that can make hazardous conditions for the inner waters from Point San George to Cayman Decino. By Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning, if possible. So, yeah, it will be a little bit choppy, the water, with the strongest winds offshore.
For an up-to-the-minute weather forecast, you can visit weather.gov/EKA.